A former Philadelphia prison guard pleaded guilty yesterday to violating the civil rights of inmates. 47-year-old Christopher Knight was indicted last year on 5 counts of assaulting inmates with pepper spray and altering incident documents to cover his use of excessive force. His sentencing is scheduled for July 15th, and he could face up to 90 years in prison. Philadelphia's Chinatown Stitch project is still alive thanks to a $10 million grant from a regional transportation planning organization. That will let the city continue designing the project as officials lobby the federal government to restore a $150 million construction grant that was rescinded last year. Mayor Rendy, with WHYY's Billy Penn, has the details.
The Stitch project would cap a section of the Vine Street Expressway and build a park there to reconnect parts of Chinatown that were bisected by the construction of the road 35 years ago. On Thursday, the Delaware Valley Regional Planning Commission voted to shift $10 million from a federal highway reserve account to allow engineering work to proceed. Christopher Puchalski, a director in the city's transportation office, said he hopes to see the project's full funding eventually restored.
What we can do is make this project shovel ready and show that we're ready for federal funds and that this is a project that ticks lots of boxes, regardless of your party. I think it's going to provide a lot of benefit and address some of the harms of the current expressway, but it's also going to generate a lot of economic opportunity.
Last year's reconciliation bill clawed back about $3 billion in grants that had been rewarded to the Chinatown Stitch and other projects across the country that aimed to help disadvantaged communities recover from the impact of old highway projects. Officials in several states are hoping to have those grants restored in a new federal transportation bill that could pass as soon as September. For Billy Penn, I'm Mayor Rendy, WHYY News.